This is JT the Brick and Tom Looney. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Get out to the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline because these guys are celebrities. Arguably the best follow on Twitter, not Bill Walton. When I first started following it, I wondered because Bill Walton's a friend of mine. And then I started following Not Bill Walton, and it blew me away from pop culture to sports to comedy. And to get Chris to join us tonight after he steps aside from Sharknado is a tremendous yes. honor. How are you, Chris? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. And I will say Sharknado was the biggest social media spectacle since the Mavs beat the Heat in 2011. It's, that's the comparison right there. It was that comparable tonight.
It's amazing because I told my wife you were coming on because we follow Not Bill Walton, and she was like, oh, Sharknado's on, because we live there in the Valley. I'm in Vegas now, as you know, but we live there, so we're recognizing all of these spots here. But talk about Not Bill Walton, and on a night like tonight, you could step away from sports for a second and Puig and everything that's happening there and talk about television or pop culture.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really what this feed for both me and my partner is, two of us, by the way. He's based out of L.A. out there, and I'm in New York. It's really become something that's grown into us being able to share our opinions and things that we're interested in general, whether it's politics, music, TV, history, whatever the case is. Now, sports is a foundation, and we grew a following through sports, but people really started to enjoy what we had to say in general, and we just ran with it. So when a Sharknado comes on and there's not a big sporting event going on, we run with it. Sometimes we make comparisons to sports, sometimes we don't, but we sure have a great time doing it, and that's the most important thing.
It's Chris from @NotBillWalton. And Chris, what made you pick Bill? I mean, it's such a 70s pick. Why didn't you pick David Cassidy, Marsha Brady, the Bay City Rollers, Flip Wilson? What made you pick Bill Walton?
Well, I just loved how verbose he was, and For my partner and I, it was important for us to try to hone our writing skills, if you will, as a hobby. We both work in corporate America.
Right.
It's more like a hobby for us. We had writing projects we tried to do in the past, but it was like a part-time thing for us. We ran with this. Now, for us, you have to understand, we're both men in our 30s, so Bill Walton, of course, we're big students of the game and history, and my buddy's actually, you know, a UCLA alum, so very, very familiar with Walton.
Okay.
Exactly. But it's an NBA and NBC is really what did it for us. That was our view of Bill Walton, and that guy was Snapper Jones and Marv Albert. That's the Bill Walton we know.
I love that, Bill Walton, and I just love how you have the hashtag throw it down or things to ponder at night. Like, when I found out about Sharknado tonight, I saw this tweet, Looney, somewhere in a filthy motel room, Lindsay Lohan is cursing out her drug dealer slash manager for not getting her the lead role in Sharknado. Oh, when you guys wake up and you're on the East Coast, your partner's on the West Coast here, do you put together a plan, or is it something? Looney and I have a rule where we don't tweet after midnight, especially when we're pounding cerveza
right on
the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I love the way you guys follow the Kardashians. I call Kris Jenner the mother of the year, the way she's destroyed that family, but she's making money. Typically, when you wake up every day, are you thinking sports first or pop culture?
It's really what that day brings. Of course, we want to think sports, but we get wrapped up in the social media too. And most people, at least from a demographic that we cater to, get their news sources from Twitter now as well. I mean, you have revolution starting, not to get too political, over starting from Twitter. So it really, we get wrapped up in the social media vibe of it too. But with those trending topics going on, we jump on that if we can and start tweeting about it, even if it's not sports related. But we want to think sports first. It's very important to us because we don't ever want to forget our foundation. And bottom line is, it's what we love the most. I love sports, and I love doing what we're doing.
Sports or pop culture, who are some of your favorite follows?
Well, I'll tell you, for my money, it has to be Chris Broussard. And it is for reasons what you wouldn't, you know, expect, or most people wouldn't expect, but if you know my feed, you know what I'm talking about. He is just so off with his quote-unquote sources and scoops all the time. I laugh hilariously every time he tries to scoop something by just reading it off someone else's feed. It is, for me, it is hilarious.
I always know when you're going after Broussard, especially when someone else breaks news and you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here's Broussard. Broussard's coming with him. Hey, you know how tough that is. We have the best at Fox and Jay Glazer, and there's other insiders, and we're good friends and worked with Stephen A. Smith. You know how difficult that is, but what do you say to the people who just follow Twitter because they want to get their sports breaking news without comedy? They just want to use it, because now we're living, Chris, in a time where I'm getting some information, even from you, the serious stuff, before I can get it on TV or get it on the internet, before my sports listeners can even tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, this is where people are getting their news from. Now, first of all, what I'll say is, if you're just going on Twitter and trying to avoid comedy, then go follow a comedian's feed, because most aren't that funny on Twitter, you know. But with that being said, it's for everybody. You can get anything you want on that. You can get comedy, you can get the straight news, you can get the world news, you can get anything that you want, and it's just a great time that we're living in. We try to provide our own little niche, and that's what we really evolved to here as well, in that we're, without trying to put too much emphasis on what we do, because at the end of the day it's fun, we are now ahead of the curve because we had that forum, we've grown enough to be able to do it, and where we start trending topics, where we beat even Scoopman to the punch on the national level, last year definitely with the whole Steve Nash to L.A., we beat all the national sources, so it almost feels good to be in that position, and there's also a level of responsibility I feel now too, though it always comes back to, you still got to be funny, you still got to take shots at people, and people need to be called out, and that is the foundation.
You can follow him at Not Bill Walton. It's one of the best follows, period, sports, pop culture. Hey, as we wrap this up, when you think of Yasiel Puig losing out to Freddie Freeman, it's a perfect night to have you on, because I think the Dodgers dropped the ball on their campaign with Puig. I thought they probably looked at it saying, we got this thing wrapped up. Puig is just an absolute superstar. You think Twitter had something to do with that? Were the Dodgers too lazy? And when you see Atlanta getting Freeman in and winning that battle, what do you take away from it?
Well, it's first of all, it's the Dodgers' fault, because from what I understand, they didn't hand out all-star ballots at the stadium until after the seventh inning. So as you know, all the fans are gone trying to be tragic by then. So, you know, that's why Puig lost out. Let's just face it. We know that. But all joking aside, it's the winner here is not Freeman. The winner here is Bud Selig in Major League Baseball. What a major, major campaign that – the NFL, NHL, and NBA, I hope they're watching, because – That was a win for baseball. I wish Puig was in the All-Star game, because at the end of the day, it's a business, it's ratings. But hey, Freeman won out. It's a fair and democratic vote, if you will, and just huge, huge revenues that are coming baseball's way from that. Really big groundswell on social media with that.
Hey, before you go, I got a song for you. Bring back some good memories for you.
Love it. Not only that, I weirdly think about John Tesh first, which is weird, but he did compose that song.
Right. Yeah, great John Tesh.
Anything else in the works? Tell us about the website as we wrap this up and what you got going next, because you and your partner are doing a great job.
Yeah, no, we're affiliated with a cool new website that's in a pre-launch phase called Daily Snark. We try to be snarky, dailysnark.com. So we use it to post our content past 140 characters. You have the memes, the articles that we try to post up, the some videos, just try to run with an idea a little further than a 140 character tweet, and it's dailysnark.com, fun website, and check it out.
Love it.
Is Emo Bosch going to be a part of that at all? Real quick, what about Chris Bosch? What's going to happen with Bosch? You guys hammer him when he disappears in some of the box scores. Just touch on how you discovered and you singled out Bosch as a guy that you can come after and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's an easy target. He's an easy target. It's been done so much by us, but he never fails to disappoint. I was waiting for the champagne shower this year around. It didn't happen, but I did give him credit where credit is due. Game 6, he was phenomenal, but true to Bosh form, he puts up 0 in Game 7, and boy, did I have fun with that one. Typical
no
Bosh.
Doubt about
that
it.
Guy.
Hey, we'll let you get back. We'll let you get back to Sharknado. You're doing a great job tonight. Hey, thanks for making this happen. We appreciate you coming on. All the best.
Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it. Good luck on your book, JT, and throw it down.